Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't see no tears. So the main thing that went in looked bad because he was using the N-word while sticking his feet in people's mouths, and he was just saying the N-word. So, but hey, it is what it is. Now they gonna cancel him, and a lot of black women support him. Now, would the black woman stop watching him? I don't know. But I was getting a lot of messages saying they're gonna unsubscribe to his channel. They're not gonna watch him anymore. He is bad for the culture. So a lot of people say they like him, but once they find out he used an N-word, they say they will never watch him again. 2262, Carly, you're on the air. Good morning.
What's up, Wally? What's going on?
Doing good.
Hey, man, that is crazy about dude. What's his name? How you say his name?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. I call him the foot fetish guy. I guess that's something
yeah.
Putting his foot in people's mouth.
Yeah, my bad, man. I'm sorry. I'm at work. But the crazy part is, like, I didn't think that he would come out with some shit like, I mean, mess like this, man. Like, I didn't think he was, because I just discovered him, like, last year. And I remember him going on there talking all that stuff about Tasha and Nikki and all that stuff. And it's crazy how, you know, he talked all about them or whatever.
You hear that? I think his connection went down. All right, there you go. I can hear you now.
Okay. Did see that because he used to drag, like, Tasha K, or he would drag like Nikki about her husband and all that stuff. He used to drag black people too. You know what I mean? And people wouldn't peep that at the time. You know, and I always silent him a little bit because he, you know, speak about race and all that. And people, that would be. I think something's up with him. And that's crazy how all this is kind of coming out about him, you know, saying N-word as he's having sex and all that stuff. It's just wild, man.
But
like,
me, I
knew
really
something was up with him.
I really don't see a problem with that. Black
people, I mean, I'm not saying there's a problem with it, but then
we use the N-word to describe each other, describe people in our community. We say, what's up, N-word? How you doing, N-word? Think about N-word. So what's the problem? What's the problem of him using N-word? I personally don't see a problem with it, and I'm not going to unsubscribe with it because we use it. We use it in music. So if he can't use it, then why are we supporting rappers that use it and they rap songs? I don't see an issue.
But he can't be talking down about people that be using it either, though. He'll talk down about another race using that word. You know what I mean? And then come turn around, he's doing it himself. It's like, you know, you can't be a hypocrite in this whole situation now. You know what I mean? He can't be no whole hypocrite about it. You know, like, you can't be sitting up here saying it, but then turn around and telling somebody else not to say it. You know what I mean?
I agree with you on
like,
that.
Like, that's the thing I noticed that he do. You know, now I know that's what he do. You know? And it's just crazy. You know, I didn't expect to hear. I mean, I knew something was up with him, but I didn't know nothing this deep was up with him. Like, I didn't know he liked feet. Oh, you know what I mean? Tell me. Like, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a little freaky, but I ain't about to call somebody out their name and... You know, all that extra stuff. I don't know. I mean, everybody into what they into, but dang, man. Like, he is out here, you know, doing it like that. You know, and I'm surprised they were allowed to have, like, his OnlyFans come out and all that stuff. How was they able to find that? Like,
you know, once you become popular, people do dig it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of
mm-hmm.
stuff I've done in my past and a lot of things that you probably never seen that – when I become to another level in fame, you see the shit. So, you know, him being the person that he is, gaining subscribers, gaining all of this attention, you know, people are going to dig up his past. They digging up a lot. It was one person that was posting a screenshot. He was typing in feet, and you should see all the feet people that post pictures with their feet. They're following him on Instagram. You know, it was a person that actually did that. He was just typing in feet, and that's how you say his name. He was following all these feet fetishes accounts. So that's what people do once you come to another level.
I mean, yeah, he like that's what he like. He like what he like. You know what I mean? So hold on.
And then also, seeing people that are tweeting him and they're posting feet under they posting feet under his comments, and they're posting feet all under his Instagram comments, and they're posting feet, they're adding feet all on his Twitter. But me personally, I don't see a problem with him at all. Doing it.
I don't see a problem with that either. Everybody had their fetishes, man. Everybody got their little something with them that you know what I mean? They're freaky fat. That's his freaky fat.
Yeah. And he was really putting that feet, like he have a fetish. He put it all on the face, all in the mouth. I'm like, whoa, I don't have a feet fetish. But that's the thing. Like it's a thing. Like you become a millionaire if you got some good looking feet, like good feet. And big feet, juicy feet. You can start
I can't stand you, Wally.
People be looking at it like, oh, look at that good old juicy black feet. Like,
oh, you funny as hell, man. I mean, people like what they like. I ain't gonna sit up there and fault them for that, man. We all are things that we like. We like something, you know what I mean? So, I'm not gonna fault them for that. I'm not gonna put them down for it, you know. Like, but it's just, you know, he just gotta be careful. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. You just gotta be careful when you sit up there and you blow up like that, and you know you got all that stuff from your past that can sit up there and haunt you. So wait a minute. He was doing all this stuff while he was, like, big on YouTube or what?
I think that while he was doing on YouTube, some people said it was new stuff. Some people said it was old stuff. But my thing is this. If you knew you had some racist videos out there, shouldn't you delete it? Like, why would you record yourself? Like, why would you record yourself saying that? Because that was his word. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to your fans? And then probably he didn't know that he was going to blow up one day and become a big YouTuber. But now...
But that's the thing, though. When he did blow up like that, he should have had enough common sense. Like, oh, let me take all these old videos down so don't nobody have them or whatnot. But see, people don't try to realize, too, that them only fan videos and all that, you know, you can download them and all that stuff too. People be finding ways of getting those only fan videos and keeping them, you know. So it's, you know, so I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about the situation, because I get that he did it because he was broke at the time. And people, believe it or not, people like that stuff. Like you said, people like being called the N-word and all that stuff during sex. You know, some people like that stuff, you know? So, I mean, I guess I can't fault them for that, but at the same time, you can't be putting nobody else down either that be like, that be saying it and all that stuff too when you be saying it yourself. You know?
I heard that. But we thank you,
you know
so
what
very
I mean?
Much. And,
no, I mean,
go ahead.
One more thing. I do appreciate him, though, sticking up for brown people, like real rap. I do appreciate that. That he was one person that stuck up for brown people, you know? So, that's all I got to say, Wally. Thanks, man.
No problem. And then people going to be all like, right. You stick up for brown people, but yet you use an N-word. So it's like a contradiction. Well, so a lot of people think. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, so Morelli, I believe he's capping. Very much capping. He's fake crying. He's playing a sympathy card because he's getting exposed. From that statement that he put out there that you played earlier today, I don't believe it, that he was hurt and X, Y, and Z. Why now? Why come out now because you're being exposed? Is that the reason why you're having a feet fetish? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, okay? If you're a freak in the bedroom, you're just a freak in the bedroom, but don't put 90 on 10 that you were art. You get what I'm saying? But what do I have to do with you using that word? Like, I don't get it. I mean, we're all freaks. I know you're a Scorpio. You know what they say about Scorpios.
Yeah,
you know?
So we are freaks. And I think, I don't even know if it was real, if he was violated. I think that he just said that to get sympathy. I don't think that he was had a feet stuck in his mouth. I believe that he concocted that story to get sympathy. And he edited that video, too. He really, really edited it. But I didn't see any type of tears. He should have redid it with
his tears. And then he's throwing halal in there. And all like,
yeah.
But by the way, I got my feet done yesterday. So anybody wants feet, feet done.
Oh, my God. Like, people are into feet. Like, I didn't know that's a thing, but that is really a thing. Like, you have people that really like feet.
But Wally, sidebar real quick. By the way, I was having a little fun in the bedroom, by the way, and somebody just went down on my feet. That was the first time. And I grew, fill in the blank, I grew.
Mm. Wow, okay.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like a lot of fetishes.
Yeah.
Like people, I remember one guy that came to my house, he wanted me to pass gas on him. Like, he have a gas fetish. Not to do it for the life of me. He's like, is it something I could eat some pork and beans or something? Like, for the life of me, I could not pass gas.
I remember you telling the story.
And as soon as he left, then the gas started flowing like a river. But, you know, he had that. And he was a gospel singer. And that one of his fetishes was he want me to pass gas on him. That was his fetish. And if people have
another one is a golden shower.
I was about to say that a golden shower is another fetish. So like people have their fetishes of what they like. It is what it is.
And it's not just the gays. We have straight people that love to get beat.
Yeah,
dominatrix and all.
Now the dominatrix, they did a whole movie on it called what was the movie that was called
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. So people have their fetishes. And if you don't think white people are not using N-word behind closed doors, you're a fool. Or people that are non-black. A lot of people use that word. And I think just like with music, oh, you can't say the N-word. Why? You purchased the album. Why? You got to skip over the N-word? Like, I'm not understanding mm-hmm. that at all. It's just a word. Us as African Americans, we use the word, a lot of us, use the word a lot, and I don't see us talking about we should be canceled, so why can't another race use that word? I'm just not understanding it. If it's the wrong word to use for one group, then we all should stop using
it. I personally don't use it.
Now, I'm not telling non-black people to say that to a black person because you're putting yourself at risk, because these black folks are not like in the 1960s and all of that. They got some hands. So I'm not telling you to go out there and go to the store to the next black person you see and use that. No, you're a fool if you do that. But what I'm saying is we should have a conversation on should we cancel the N-word or what? Like that's because music, I'm telling y'all, a lot of these rappers, they put the N-word in their music. I remember, what was that? What was the show that that Nicki just went to, her and Cardi, at the Wireless Festival? It was a song with the N-word, and no white people from England, they were saying it out loud. They didn't bleep it out. They were saying it all out loud with a smile on their face. Should all of them people that was doing that should be canceled? I don't know. It's up to you. Somebody said, there's no way you're being serious. It's my opinion, Miss Nikki and Nikki Twin. You could always call in. That's just my opinion, right? Why are we actually saying him being canceled and nobody? I'm just saying. But go ahead.
I believe I heard on my radio about a week or two ago that one of the rapper, I think the baby or little baby, one of them, going to stop using the N-word because he, like, when his fans, his Caucasian fans, so he's going to use another word to
substitute
the N-word.
Absolutely. They definitely should, because that's something that they should definitely change up and do it a different way. If you tired of your white fans saying it, change the word. I can't tell my white brothers and sisters to stop saying the N-word. They purchased the music. They paid their money. Why can't they say
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
And you know, in hip hop, the main supporter of it financially is the white people and suburban kids. They like the main supporter of hip hop. Hell, they know more about hip hop than I do. It's a YouTube channel that is in England, and all he does is break down stuff about drill music, about the cliques, this group against that group, about different gangs and all that. He be reporting about it and making good money off of on YouTube. And the man live in London, England. He don't even stay
exactly.
in Chicago, and he's making money off the Chicago culture, off the gang culture. He never will visit Chicago and walk those streets, but he's reporting about it on his channel, making good money.
Because I was looking at Governor's Ball. You remember I told you when Megan performed, and they had other artists as well, Travis Scott and those people. Well, was it Travis? Not Travis Scott. Somebody else. I can't remember their name, but it was so many Caucasian, like, into the black artists, like,
I'll tell you,
they do have
love black music. They love it, and they gonna support it. They love the music, and we can't get mad when they say it, like, they pay for it. I wish somebody would
they
tell me like
they bread,
and they spend their bread and all that. If white folks stop buying music, a lot of these hip hop artists, they will not be millionaires. You know, black people, we support
music
too. But a lot of the white folks, they love Lil Yachty. What's the other guy that just got out of jail? That's heading back. I forgot his name. Like Lil Yachty.
NBA.
NBA Youngboy.
NBA
Youngboy. I'm a huge supporter of white people support his music, and a whole lot they support that man music. And so it is what it is. Thank you so very much for calling.
I also want to say shout out to Tasha K with the for taking the house off the market.
Yes.
That I see people were saying God is good in the chat. Won't he do it? So this is a step, another step for her, big win. But we have to see how long is that person, he or she or the family, is going to be renting the house for. We don't know. So that's another thing that we have to look for. So
absolutely.
Hopefully for a long time, not a short time.
Thank you so very much for calling in. All right, call in, people. 4656, call you on air.
Hello, Wally?
Yes.
Yes. This is Freedom Morgan from Brooklyn, and I'm listening to you, and I'm just so hurt. And what you just now said, that it's okay for the white people to use the word because we use it. We have been called niggers for so long, from slavery on up. They have used that word so bad. And when our people turned that word into something more to where it took the hatred out. When we say nigger, we don't call you nigger from being hatred. That's a term of endearment, of love. My brother, nigger. You understand? That's one word. One of the things that white people cannot do that we can. I'm 63 years old, and you can never come to me and say nigger. I don't care how sweet you say it, because underneath, I don't know where you're coming from. But
I'm more speaking of in music. How can you tell them not to use the word in music? They supporting the music. So they got to skip over the N. It's a lot of N-word and a lot of music, so they got to skip over all the N-word. I think that's ludicrous. I think that's insane to tell them not to say it when they supporting the artist financially. And it's just
Listen,
a word. It's
I'm
a word.
I'm not talking. I'm listening to you, and I don't know if I'm the only subscriber that just heard. I've heard you say about the music, but it basically just, it made me seem that you were saying, just saying, using the word, period.
That's saying using the word freely, too. This is a free country. It's just a word. How can you tell a group not to use the word? Like, I'm not understanding that. And a lot of these white kids are using that word around their black friends, and they don't mind. It's normal.
Well, I hope none of the white kids use it around me, because my little black hand will go smack.
I know.
Because it's disrespectful.
You're in another generation.
And that's what's wrong with y'all now. That's what's wrong with you now. Things have been set in place to keep things correct, and then y'all take it and want to change it up. So then when somebody come and disrespect you by using the same word, now you're ready to rumble. It's a day going to come when that word is going to be used, and it's going to you, and it's going to be hurtful. Then you're going to realize, but I'm still going to watch you, though, because I'm mad with you now.
Well, it's okay. We just have to agree to disagree. You are in your 60s. I'm in my
30s.
But to the people that's 19 and 20 and 21 years old, and they're looking at it as just a word, and I'm looking at it as just a word. I'm not from the generation of Jim Crow or from that generation where I have to put my head down when a white man come on the street or when a white woman come.
I'm not from that generation.
So why should we tell a group of people, oh, you can't use the word, but we use it every day? I feel like that's unfair. I feel like we as African Americans not being fair if we can use the word.
What I'm saying is you cannot use that word to me. You can use it wherever you want to, but you can't use it as being white to me. And that goes for any of my friends that are white. They already know that about me. The respect, and it's not the point that I told them, it's just the point of the respect that they have for me, that they would never use that word in front of me. Now, once I leave, I'm probably nigga all day. Who knows? But I don't care then. I'm talking about respect. I don't want to argue no more, Mr. Wiley. I love you.
Love you, too.
You're
going
to get woke pretty soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Anonymous, you live on the air.
So my question to you, Wiley, so you did the Emmett Till thing, right? So you felt the way about racism then, right?
First of all,
so for you to
for me, I'm going to give you the four breakdown. For me, I had a mental episode, and I was saying a whole bunch of names. I had a mental episode, and that was that case. But me being clear out of my mind and medicated, I don't see a problem with a white person singing the word, rapping the word. It's just a word. I don't see an issue and a problem with it. Maybe you'd asked me 10 years ago, maybe I would have had a problem with it. But now I'm almost 32 years old. I don't see a problem with it because I see white kids using it all the time with their black friends, and they don't have a problem with it, and I don't have a problem with it.
Well, a lot of your commentary is about racism, what the Republicans are not doing for black people, pro-black this, pro-black that, and then you condone the use of that word. That just doesn't make sense. It's like an oxymoron. It just does not make sense. It's just a shame that black men, especially black people in general, accept this. Nigga is not a term of endearment, and I hate when people say that. I don't
use
that word.
Rappers using
yes,
their
absolutely.
Music, do they stop? Should
absolutely.
Singers stop using it?
People should not.
They make,
no one
they
should
make,
use
they make,
that word.
They make millions off of that. They make millions off of that.
I don't care if they make millions off of it. It doesn't make it right. No one, rappers, black people, I don't use that word. My family, we don't use that word. That's not a good word. That's not something you should be giving power to. Nigga, Negro, all that stuff that we have been called just through our ancestral history is not acceptable. And for a black man to sit on this platform and for people to call in and say, oh, it's a term of endearment, is completely ignorant. I know you're more intelligent than that, Wiley, and you're trolling.
It's no different when women
Wiley,
call
no
each other.
Fat ass
call,
is trolling, you fat, stinky bitch.
It's no different than when women call other women hoes, but then get mad when they get called a hoe by a man. Like, how can you stop men from calling women hoes when you call each other a hoe? Like, I'm not understanding. And then she called me fat. But I ain't mad at her. She the one that's triggered. 4931, caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, hi, Wiley. How are you?
Good morning. Doing all right?
Right. I just wanted to chime in on this subject with Murad. And just to give you a bit of information. So in the UK, right, all the races in school, that younger generation, it's not like over here where it's all segregated. You've got the black people over there. You've got the Mexicans over there. You've got the Chinese over there in the little groups. It's not like that. They're all integrated. Their friend groups are integrated. They listen to the same music. And they all, even though, I mean, I don't condone it. I don't use that word. However, the reality is, that is the way it is over there. They listen to the same music. They speak the same, you know, lingo. They use Jamaican terms like Wagwan, that's how it is over there. Their friend groups are integrated. They all grow up the same and they all use the same terms. So that's just the reality, like it or not. It's not the same as it is over here. So even though Murad, he used it on his OnlyFans, right, using race play, but I can see how that would easily roll off his tongue because he would have been using that word at school, like speaking to his brethren them. That's how it goes. So it's difficult for you lot to kind of get it. That's the way it is over there. That's just the fact.
I'm glad you're breaking this out. And I'm assuming you're from the UK?
Yeah, I'm in Cali, but I'm from the UK.
Okay, and I'm hearing it, and I don't see a problem with it because people are using the word. I just glad that you brought it up and doing about it. And I just wish that Murad, I hope I'm saying his name right, is it Murad? That he Murad Morelli has been using that word, and he just happened to get caught. I just wish he would just own up to it, and maybe people will have some sympathy for him that will sympathize for him. That's why I think he won't lose a lot of support because it's a lot of people that do use the N-word. It is what it is.
Yeah, plus he's from London. He's from South London. Whole lot of black people. Like a friend group is going to be black people. It's going to be Africans. It's going to be Somalis. It's going to be Polish. It's going to be Pakistani. It's going to be Indians. You name it, and guess what? All that friend group, that's how they're going to, at some point, use that word in their conversation, but not in the context of, you know, I'm white, I'm superior. Not as that. Just like saying, like, brethren, do you know what I mean? Mate, in that kind of context. For the younger generation, like their parents, no way. But this younger generation, this is what they do. This is what they hear in all the songs. They sing it all along together. And like you mentioned, that concert in England, that's why everyone was just chanting and singing. No one stopped to go like, oops, I'm not going to say the N-word. They're going to say it. They're used to saying it.
Yeah. Thank you so very much for calling in. I'm assuming that show, the Island show, is popular in the UK.
Yeah, Love Island, filmed over there. So, yeah.
Yes, because I'm like, I never heard of that show.
Yeah, that's a British show.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for calling in, giving your side. Right. Thank you. Love you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
2922, calling you on air.
Give your side. Thank you.
2922, can you mute me in the back?
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Can you mute me in the back? Can you mute me in the back?
Can you mute me in the back? Can you mute me in the back?
All right.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, hello?
Okay. I was just about to go to that caller. Hello.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I agree with you, Wally. I think that black people, for the most part, should stop using that word. Somebody in your comment section said they don't hear other races of people using the word like spick and so forth or whatever. And I reply that it's because they don't call each other those words. You understand what I'm saying? You would never hear a Jewish person call themselves, you know, a crack or whatever, because that's what they were called in the concentration camp. You never hear a Mexican call each other, hey, what up, spick? Like, black people are the only people that use that word. And if that word was so bad for our ancestors, why is it that you're calling yourself a word that they used when they was hanging you on the tree, when they was using us for alligator bait? Why is that okay?
I agree. That's a very good point. And people are saying, well, we took away the bad stuff with the word and we put the entertainment factor with the word. We took away the stench and we cleaned it up. It's still the word. So
like,
are you saying,
it's a derogatory word that they that they use. Like, I'm telling you why. Listen, they're probably gonna hate me in the ending, but black people, like, there's something, like, as a collective, and I'm going to be really honest, Wiley, like, as a collective, I think that there is something in, like, something is mentally wrong with black people. For them to say, well, if we can call each other that word, there is something clinically sick in the minds of the collective of black people. There is something wrong with us for us to think that that is okay. And then we're going to get mad if a white person or any other person called us that. And we would say this word in front of them. I literally almost had a fight with a black woman because I told a white woman not to use that word because I was offended by the word. And she chimed in and said that it was okay for her to use it. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. That's a very bad word. And she was getting mad at me. And then the white woman even said, you know what, Shelly, I'm not going to say that word, like, you know, in front of you or whatever. Like, there is something wrong with us. If people think that, you know, black people think that it's okay, like that woman that just called, you know, oh, you know, other races of people can't say that, but black people can say it. Like, there's something wrong with us. You know, other races of people do not call themselves derogatory names. But anyway, you have a great morning.
All right. Thank you so very much. The number is 646-716-8447. I'll post it in the comments. All right. Anonymous, you live on air.
You fat ass bitch.
And now she keeps doing that. Oh, she's so mad. 1753, call you on air.
Good morning, Wiley. How you doing?
Good morning, doing wonderful. She took me her foot across, and I said it word, but yet she calling me a fat B. You see the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. If you don't want people to call each other the it word, you should be called the B word. You should be called the M word, but yet the hypocrisy.
Well, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go that far and say because they don't mean the same thing. However, I am, like, you know, tired of the fake outrage, right? Because it's like, okay, since he's not a man of color, it wasn't okay for him to use the N-word. But I'm from New York City, and people who are Hispanic, and there's people who are white, and they give them a pass money from the hood to say the N-word. Now, all of a sudden, they have a problem with it. If you got a problem with it, you need to have a problem with it when everybody uses it, not when someone who is not of color uses it. It just, it makes no sense.
That's true. And like Eminem, we made Eminem rich. And he said,
not only Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly, like, they all use it, and nobody says anything because, you know, I guess he must be Trailer Park Trash, or, you know, he must be from the other side of the trenches, but that doesn't make it okay, right? But if a posh white person uses it, oh, yeah, they're going to cry racism. Like, give me a break. Give me a break.
I agree with you on that.
the Morale guy, like, I feel like he's just trying to cover up his tracks. I mean, everybody has fetishes. And I don't know, maybe, like, it's, like, taboo, you know, because, like, his background or whatever. But his story is BS. Is he going to lose subscribers? I don't know, because I feel like a lot of people are into stuff that he's into. Like, what's that girl name? That girl with no teeth? Krishan, wasn't she in the video just sucking Blueface toes? I mean, it might be a thing now. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, let me know what's going on. I mean, I'm not into it, but I'm not going to knock it if you into that. You get what I'm saying? Second of all, Wiley, I do not appreciate you trolling Serena Williams because I heard you early on the call. The first thing you said, you was like, oh, she need to retire. She's selfish and this and the third. Nobody ever said that about LeBron James or about any other male athlete. They always say that about women athletes. Like, no, she retired when she's ready. She's ready to go ahead and live a soft, plush life with her nice, good up husband. Okay, that got money. But don't do that, Wiley, because you're kind of sexist. Don't do that. Not early in the day.
Well, for me, she's getting up in age, trying to retire. Like LeBron James, I think he needs to retire. Give him one more year, be done with it. Let the young, because that's the young people's game. Because I don't want to see him, you know, tear his ACL. Because the older you get playing those type of games, your bones start to break down. So he needs to retire too. And so when I seen Serena get injured, I said, girl, you getting up in age now. You had a baby. You know, get it the other way. Train younger talent.
But okay, but do you see what you did there, though? Like, nobody says, okay, she had a baby. Men have babies, too. You cannot lie that there is sexism when it comes to athletes, females and males. Right. The first thing you said was, okay, Serena had a baby. Men have babies all the time. But nobody said, okay, they should retire. I mean, Tristan Thompson is not making any money, and he had babies, and nobody told him to retire or whatever he's doing.
I see your point. And maybe I am a little bit of a sexist, maybe but high race, and maybe I have to work on that. But I'm glad that Serena is retiring. She was getting up in age. I saw her one time. She was breathing really hard. I said, come on.
You Lolly, stop lying. You was not that close to her to even hear her breathe. Cut it out. Don't do that.
I saw that. She was breathing really hard. I saw that.
Whatever. No, I mean, I do think that she should, take it easy. She has Quay. She has, a bakery open. She has a lot of other avenues that she can explore. So I'm really happy for her about that. About Zeus, let's not act like people don't tune into Zeus. So I'm really tired of people saying, oh, yeah, Zeus is a bad look on us, this, that, and the third. I mean, when you talked about Funky Dineva had the audacity to go on Tasha K and talk about Michelle Atelier, and nobody said anything about that. So he has the nerve, the pot calling the kettle black, to talk about the Zeus Network. Listen, I don't have a Zeus subscription, but I use my cousin Zeus, and I tune in. I'm not ashamed to say that. Yeah, Wally, so thank you for letting me call in.
No problem.
And I'm going to go back down, and I'm going to tune in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, Wally.
All right. Thank you, sorry, Russ, for calling in. Ah! Good morning, 1381. Good morning. 1381.
Oh, hey, it's me.
Welcome.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Hey, so Wiley, I got the most secondhand embarrassment I've ever gotten in my life right now watching you. Oh, it's bad. Wiley, I just want to let you know you are really wrong right now. And I know you know that. That's why you're smiling. I think you're a little bit trolling. I hope so.
No, I believe I don't have a problem with it at all. I have plenty of white friends that use N-word in songs. Should I tell them to stop and they spent their hard money? No. This is a free country.
So here's the thing. Use N-word in a song and calling you it is, first of all, I feel like two totally different things. The one thing I want to say, though, the reason why I called in, I wanted to say this. It is two different things, and we need to compartmentalize these two different things. There's black people saying nigga, and of course we can always have that conversation of how we need to not say that, right? That's our conversation to have. But that does not equal then white people and people that are non-black get to then call us nigga. It doesn't equal that. It's almost saying like when a white cop kills us and then somebody wants to yell, what about black on black crime? That, okay, cool, we got that. Yes, it's an issue. Yes, we need to address it. But right now, what does that have to do with the white cop killing the black guy? You don't then go and respond by saying black on black crime. It's not the same thing, Wiley. The other thing I want to say is I have Chinese family, I have a Spanish family, and I have Mexican family. My Chinese family absolutely calls each other cheap. They absolutely go around saying that shit. Oh, oops, sorry, that stuff. My Mexican family absolutely call each other fob, wetbacks, beaners. They absolutely do. So I want to let you know there are other communities who do use these words. However, none of them equal the same thing as niggas. Or nigger. They do not. These are two separate issues. I don't mind talking about black people don't need to say it, but that does not equal white people and other people get to say it, though. It's not the same.
Well, for me, I don't see an issue with it. There's plenty of people that purchase music. We use the word. It is definitely a free country, and for us to tell them not to say the word and then we use it, that's a hypocrite. In my mind, I will look at it as you are a hypocrite if you're using the word to your peers and you're telling that white people not to use it.
Because I'm black,
Wiley,
and a white
It's plenty white folks that are out there that use that word with their peers and also other blacks, and they don't see a problem with it at all. Now, I'm not telling you to go say it to a black person because you may meet the wrong one that ain't with that. But let's not act like it's not a a group of people in the suburbs that hang around black folks and they use the word in the rap song, they use the word in the movies.
And guess what, though? Guess what, though? They end up getting their ass beat. See, what happens is you giving people a pass to get whooped. See, you don't know that. You're telling people,
I'm not giving nobody a pass.
They can stay around me and get stomped out.
Well, that's you. But if they said in the rap song, are you going to stuff them out? If you're going to stuff them out in the rap song because they saying the word? Because they were saying it a lot at the Wireless Festival. They were saying it loud and proud.
Guess what? First of all, I don't even go. You know what's so funny? We wanted to go to one of these things, knew that the artist had a lot of, like, white fans. I ain't going to lie to you. I decided not even to go. That's how mad I get. I've gotten in multiple fights over this. I don't like Mexicans saying it. I don't like anybody who ain't black saying it. You see how mad I am right now? I really throw hands. And so you're getting people, you're going to get people hurt out here because they're going to look at Wiley and say, Wiley said I can say it. And I'm going to say, oh, guess what? Where Wiley at right now? Because Wiley ain't going to say shit when you get so ass.
I don't think nobody going to say Wiley said to do it. They already do it. It's not me telling them to do it. They already doing it. This is already.
But they use y'all as examples of why it's okay. It's always a black person who gives them the ability to say it and say, oh, well, my black person said it. This black person said I can say it. I was watching a thing. Black people think it's okay. I want them to know, not every black person is this damn dumb, okay? Some of us will really knock your ass the fuck out. So please don't get comfortable. You can call Wiley a nigga, but you can never call me one. Make sure you remember that. Look at Wiley. Call him a nigga. Don't
call
me a nigga.
Well,
again, Wiley might get called by a nigga by other races, but we don't like that shit.
But again, we have to be truthful and not be a hypocrite instead of to our brothers and sisters when we use the word all the time. So we
Wiley,
must stop
we
in our we must, it doesn't
not
matter.
Able to
we must
this
we
is
must
a whole other
understand it. I understand it, but I just I understand it, but I just
don't want to
say I understand it, but I disagree. I have to agree to disagree. We must start standing in the black community if we don't want white folks saying it.
Wiley,
it
that's two
is.
Different
that's
issues.
Thought.
That's fine.
That's
we
just
can
my
attack
thought.
That.
That's just my thought on that. Because
I agree with you.
You
no,
saying
do.
All
I
that,
black
go down the street, standing to your black brothers and sisters, it does not make any sense. Because now, unless you live in a clean life, not using the word, they're not going to understand you being angry if a white person uses the word. But if
Wiley,
you said it to your
you
black
don't understand me getting angry if a white person
just,
call me a nigga?
It's just a word. It's
not
that bad. Just a word. Just a word. I don't.
Wiley,
that's what
it is just a word to you, so let everybody know.
And I would do
right.
I would do. And I grew up in a lot of suburb areas.
Wiley,
suburb
I don't
areas,
care that you and
white
all of
kids,
them can get called niggas.
And white kids are using the word in front of blacks. And they don't have an issue with a problem. Maybe you in a different generation.
And
I don't know.
Them, and
but
ask
I see
them
it,
weak
I
ass
see
white
it.
People. That's some weak
I,
ass
I,
niggas. Weak
I,
ass,
I,
scared
I
ass niggas.
Hold on, what? I see that going on. So that's their opinion. That's just how it goes.
Okay, Wiley. Guess what? My opinion is that it's a free country, right? So I'm just letting everybody know under the sound of my motherfucking voice. Okay.
Hold on.
You
well,
can say
language,
it's a
language,
free
language.
Country.
Okay.
Huh? If it's a free country.
1642, calling you on air.
Hey, Wiley, can you hear me?
Hey, can you turn your pull your windows up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, Wiley, I completely 100% agree with you. Like, how can we go to other communities and expect them not to say a word when we can't even get it together internally? Like, or at home, like, nobody should be saying the word at all, but, like, if we're going to call each other that, then, like, that last caller sounded so, I'm trying not to cuss, but she sounded so dumb, because, like, oftentimes, there's a lot of black killing, and it's a lot easier to go out and do something to a nigga, like, than it is to do something to your brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that word was used to dehumanize us. At one point, we were livestock, like a calf or just any other farm animal. Like, we were livestock at one point. That's not a human. That's a nigga. And whenever we use that word, that's basically what we're doing. We're dehumanizing each other. And, like, so nobody should be using the word at all, but we can't get mad at another race for using a word that we use. She sounded so.
All right. I hear you. I'm just giving my opinion. Thank you so very much for calling in.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in.
All right.
All right. The number is 646-716-8447. Of course, this video will not be monetized, so make sure y'all hit the Cash App because this video will not be monetized, but this is one of the best morning shows ever in the world. 7441, caller, you're live on the air.
8447.
Hey. Wiley.
Good morning. Go ahead.
This is the Wiley show?
Yes.
Okay. Wiley, I've been a long-time subscriber. You already know this Uncle Freddy. And, you know, I have to take breaks from you because sometimes I know you trolling, and part of creating content is to stir up the pot and get people to conversate on topics that are unpopular. But when I hear stuff like this, it's ridiculous, and it just made me want to unsubscribe. Because you gonna let me talk?
Hold on 1 second. You can unsubscribe all day and take breaks, but this is the Wiley Show. We have been this show since day one, and we will always.
That's why it ain't growing. Why you think it ain't growing?
It is growing. You calling in? We up 200% of viewership. Now,
no, you're not. Look at the number of subscribers you got in 8 years.
Look at Adrian.
Look how long it took you to get.
Look at Adrian, especially got 76,000 subscribers, and he gets the same viewership as the Wiley Show. Let's go to the Scorpio Show. 126,000 subscribers get the same viewership of the Wiley Show. Uncle Freddie, you call into the show only when people disagree with the Wiley Show. That's the only time you call in. We have other shows where we don't have these controversial topics. You don't call in. All right, we go on to the next caller. You get mad and hang up. Well, hang up. 2072, caller, you're there.
What up, Wiley?
Hey.
Yo, what are my say? Black people are so close-minded. Ain't they though? But one thing I don't get is how old girl can go crazy and say you setting people to get whooped. But girl, if you got a son, you telling your son to go hit a white man if he say the word nigga, you setting your son up for failure.
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah.
you set the culture back as well. Like, I understand saying the word and what it means, but you ain't saying nothing to the rappers that's saying it. Y'all
right,
ain't boycotting
the rappers.
They not boycotting the rappers.
They ain't doing that.
The rappers telling your kids to go shoot up and sell drugs. You ain't boycotting that. I don't get what's wrong with my people. I got white people in my family. Let some black on black crime happen. They looking at me like, you going out there to protest? Like, y'all protesting today? Like, it's also, I'm just saying, like, black people, come on, y'all. We got to get it together. That word isn't harm. It only harm the people that are weak, you know, that don't got nothing else to fight for. That's how I feel. If you're going to fight somebody for saying a word,
And you're going to jail. You're going to get arrested.
And if
you want to
fight the police officer, you know what's going to happen then. So, girl, what is this going to do?
Like you going to jail if you do that. Just like it was an incident, the lady used the N-word in Popeyes, and the guy, like, knocked her out, and, like, she broke her hip. She had a fracture and all that. And he's in jail right now. He's in jail right now. Now, was it worth it? You could have just walked away. But yeah, you put your hands on that lady, and
well,
she was hurt.
Cuss her out.
Oh, right. Like, oh,
come
cuss
on
her
now.
Out. But now you put your hands on it, and now he's in jail. Like, was it worth it? No.
If our people need to get it together. Use our brains, okay? Use our brains. But fuck, not so hard, motherfucker. I mean, sorry for cussing. You're trying to monitor.
Thank you.
Here's on, Wally.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Anonymous, you live on air.
Shut up, bitch!
Look at her calling back in. She's something else. 1423 calling you on the air. Hello? 1423, you live on the air.
Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Doing good this morning.
Okay, you stressing me out this morning. For all the people that are calling in saying, well, nobody should use it. Black people shouldn't use it too. The problem is black people are taking back something and saying that we're using it and everybody is up in arms because they're not used to black people having any type of power, even if that power is, quote unquote, just a word. If you are not black, I don't care if you was white, raised in the hood. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I do not care. If you are not black, you cannot say the N-word, period. And I'm not going to not say it, and people need to stop saying that black people should stop saying it. We can say it. There are certain words that you just don't say.
Even Oprah Winfrey said we shouldn't say it, and that's what she said.
I could care less what Oprah Winfrey said. She's a pick me, too. I could care less, but she caters to white people. So why would I care what she has to say?
My thing is this, and I'm just all real about it. Black people using the music, so white folks can't say it when they purchase the music. They can't say that word.
No, they can't. They can't. No, you can't. It's just point.
But they,
it's no
but they do
say
it.
Need it. It's
they
point
say
blank.
It.
And they,
but they
and
say
it's,
it.
No, because people want to be chosen and liked and indoctrinated and loved by white people so bad that they will let them say it just to not have to put up a fight. Like some of y'all is going to stand up. Stand up, because some
but
of y'all.
They, but at the Wireless Festival, they were saying the word proud, loud, and in color.
And they shouldn't have been. It's not okay. It's we can say it. Nobody can tell us what we can say. Like in the LGBTQ community, y'all get up in arms if somebody call y'all a fag, right? We can't say that. Women don't want men to call them bees, right? You can't say that. So why is this different?
But again, since you bringing it up, the gay community shouldn't be offended because they say it to each other. Women say the B word to each other. They call each other the H word, but yet they dance to music that say the B word and the H word. So what I'm saying is this just don't make sense when, oh, it's okay for me to do it this time, but you can't do it. I don't believe in that.
Why not?
I don't believe that at all.
We don't think it's crazy.
Just like women be like, don't call me no B, but the music come on, you dance to the words, and they're saying the B word.
And that's
yeah,
because
that's
we can. And that's because
I don't
we can.
That
we're
don't
saying
make,
it out of love. And that's why
that,
it does
that
make sense.
To me, that does not make any sense. I'm like,
Some stuff is the way it is. If we in the store and we call, we walk around calling white people poor white trash, and what do they call each other? I don't know, crackers? Oh, my God. Dare us not call a white person a cracker, right? Then they're going to get the shotguns out and start shooting us up in the middle of the Target parking lot. It just is. Some things just are.
I heard that. That's your point. Thank you so very much for calling in.
Okay, bye, Wiley.
All right. Thank y'all so very much for tuning into the Wiley Show. This was fun. Getting y'all blood pressure up in the morning. That's what we do. We did our job and definitely did that way. Comment below. Is it okay for anybody to use that word and not the black community using the word? Or are you part of the black community say, hey, we can use the word and we fine with it? Let me know in the comments. Thank y'all so very much for tuning in. That was all the callers we had this lovely, lovely morning. Thank y'all so very much. And thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. Peace. What's up? How you doing?
Faggot, bitch.
All right, the after show, we are live. How y'all doing? That show was hot. Let me call. We're doing the after show. Hold on one sec. I'm trying to give me a second, you guys. The callers was heated today. Okay. What's up? All right. Thank y'all so very much. After show. Listen, man, people, attitudes, energy was hyped. And I want to say again, this is my core belief that if you use the nigga word in your community, you can't be mad when other communities use it. When you look at the statistics of hip hop, of the black people that do music use the word. And so that conversation definitely needs to be had when we come to this type of way. They say, while we don't all use it, hip hop has nothing to do with all of us, all of HSB. Well, listen, it's a lot of black people that do it. And so there are a lot of people in hip hop culture that do it. So we definitely are doing this after show. I mean, people was heated. Like, this was one of the heated shows that we're doing, but it's okay. This is our job. It's to evoke emotions. My job as a host to evoke emotions, to get the girls calling in, to get them hyped. This is what you do on shows. This is why we've been doing shows a lot of for a while now, evoke emotions. If we got new people, evoke emotions. And one of the things, just like Uncle Freddie, when he called in, he only calls in when the people disagree. Then that's when he called in. If you don't like what the Wiley Show doing, you can kiss my black ass and you can go to another show. It's just that simple. If you don't like what we're doing over here at the Wiley Show, it's plenty other shows that you can do. Why call in and say, I'm gonna unsubscribe. I'm gonna do this. Well, bitch, go unsubscribe. That ain't gonna hurt my feelings that you're gonna unsubscribe. You calling in and you watching. That point alone show that you are a fan. Okay. Did you look at the poll? I'm just saying, if you got a problem, go to other shows. Go to other shows. And then that caller, he always want to talk about how I fuck Rico and putting it out there. See, y'all don't know these callers that be calling in. That's why I have to cut him off, because he goes a little bit too left. I bring Uncle Freddie for like the after show. So if Uncle Freddie is listening, we'll bring him on for the after show. And he can cuss all day long, but you're not going to do that on YouTube and try to cuss that on my show. Not going to happen. Go to our Mile Wicked show and see what's going to happen. Go get cussed out and blocked. Oh, man. The callers are calling, and the callers is calling in. We had a lot of callers, and we just stopped the show. They are calling in. They're watching the show, and we thank them so very much for their support. And we are almost at 30,000 subscribers, but I'm more so looking at the viewership. The views are definitely doing really, really good. Thank y'all so very much. And then also, we do pre-recorded videos as well. Oh, I might even release this pre-recorded video. I might release it. I'm gonna release it tonight. Let me see. Did y'all leave a comment on the show? And then Uncle Freddie was backstage, and he called me a faggot. See, he was backstage, and when y'all got out the air, he was like, oh, that stupid faggot. Now, okay, you just did a whole show on that black people shouldn't use the N-word or the nigger word, but yet you call me a faggot. That does not make any sense to me. That does not make any type of sense to me at all. And use it so freely. He said it. I tried to get him back on the line, but I think I messed up. I tried to copy. Damn, Blog Talk Radio. Let me see. Let me see if this is number. I don't know if it's a number 4. Let's see. Oh, he's not answering. He's not answering.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Okay, he didn't answer. We just going to call it back and bring him on the show. No, we did not lose any subscribers. We actually gained 10 subscribers. We didn't lose any subscribers. Listen, this is my opinion. Whether y'all think it's trolling or not, that's y'all that say trolling and stuff like that. I give my opinion. Now, whatever y'all say afterwards, that's y'all thoughts. If y'all think I'm trolling, that's y'all thoughts. These are my true feelings of how I feel. And I told y'all that. Y'all the one that be talking about, oh, I think he's trolling. I think he's trolling. Well, that's you. But obviously, I'm not trolling. These are my true, true feelings. And then y'all have this fake outrage. Right, tell them that's when the platform is for, to express your thoughts and feelings. They said, I asked you, I didn't say if you were or were not. They said it's the fake outrage. It is definitely fake outrage. I called Uncle Freddie back. He didn't want to answer because he had called me a dumb faggot. I called him back because I was going to say, how you see how you use the word dumb faggot? Use it freely. Then you should have a problem if a white man calls you a nigga because you use the faggot word. See, or if you feel that way about me, why watch a faggot if you don't like faggots? That to me don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. that don't make any sense. And so my point that I was making is if a group of people can use the word, why can't white people use the word? That's my argument. And a lot of people agree with it. More younger people will probably agree with me more than the older people. Anonymous, you're live on air.
Hey, Wally.
Hey.
Good afternoon. I've been kind of like in and out doing some stuff. You look nice. I like the haircut, the nice button-up shirt. You look really nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like I said, I've been in and out, but I wanted to just address, like, why is it so much of an outrage when white people do things to us, but yet we're doing so much to each other that's just so hateful? I mean, the hate is just overwhelming. I think as a people of color, black people, or whatever you want to call it, because I personally don't like to call myself black. I'm a person of color. Why is it that I think we're so broken as a race. We're the most critical of each other. We talk about, other women's hair or a guy's looks or a person's looks. It's just we're so critical of each other, but as soon as someone else outside of the race does something, then they're all kinds of wrong, and someone, called and said that they get that, but that still has no justification, and it doesn't, why white people do things to us, like a white police killing blacks or whatever, and that's true, but we need to really, and I mean, it's been said probably more than a billion times, but it's not being done. We really need to get We need to get healed, and I mean not in a spiritual sense, but we're broken, and we need to be repaired. I mean, just put it that way, in our communities. And we can't keep using the fact that the white man divided us and all of that. Like, it's so much hate and evilness toward each other. It's really ridiculously sad. And a lot of times when I've done business with some people, I'm going to be honest, I'd rather do it sometimes with white people because they're more professional. Like, when I get Instacart, perfect example, when I get Instacart or something like that, that white person gets that tip usually, and I'm going to tell you why, because they're professional. They don't have this attitude or any of that like the black ones do. And not all, but pretty much a lot of the black ones have. I get attitude. Even when I call certain places, business calls, it's the same thing. It's always this attitude. And but then you wonder why Becky is getting the promotion and the raise, and you try to say it's because she's white. No, because she knows how to talk. She's not bringing her problems from at home and giving attitude. So yeah, we need to really look at ourselves with that, the hate. It's really real. And I mean, it's like I'm to the point where I don't want to live around ghetto, broken people. I don't. I've lived in different communities all over, and I'd like to live in communities where it's different races, where you have Chinese, white, all different kinds, because I don't mean no harm. Again, it's terrible, very terrible. The hate is just too real, and the brokenness is it needs to be repaired. It really needs to be repaired, and I don't know how, when, or what we're going to do about it, but it really it needs to be repaired. And I mean, many people have given speeches about it, but it still keeps being the same thing, you know. But it's an outrage when a white person does something. I mean, but why are we hurting each other, or they? Because I don't put myself in it. I'm part of the human race. That's a whole nother thing. I'd rather just say I'm part of the human race, because I don't want to be. I'm not white. I'm not any other, you know, but I don't want to, sometimes I don't want to say I'm of the African-American race, because look how they act. It's just sad. And so I get what you're saying in some ways. Like I said, I've been in and out, but I get what you're saying. And that's another thing. The nigger word is used so much. Like, you know, when I used to catch the bus way back in the day, like, you know, you call each other niggas so loud in front of the white people, then they can't do it. Well, start respecting each other. Because to me, if you're showing that you disrespect each other, then how do you expect other people to respect you? That goes a long way in general. And I mean, just look at it. Respect each other. You know, maybe it's you all. So that's my thing. And I know I'm going to be hated, but hey, if that's what it takes to tell the truth, then I stick with my truth and I stand with my truth. Thank you, Wiley, for opening up this platform.
Thank you so very much for calling in. I was getting dragged and cussed out, but I have my right to
you know,
my
because
opinion.
They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, and I'm going to stand on my truth, and I'm glad you do too. You know, you stop disrespecting and hating each other. Let's address that. Let's address that, because we're the only culture that's so divided, not even race, culture, because I've been around my African brothers and sisters, Trinidad, Jamaican. We're the only race, and it's sad. That's just so divided and broken, and it's really just ridiculous. It is.
All right.
So,
thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you, Wiley.
All right. Thank you.
To the
bye
people.
Bye. Bye bye. Power to the people. Bye. All right. Good morning, Anonymous, live on air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Wiley. First of all, I want to tell that lady, Wiley, she's out of line. How can you say you're a proud American? I mean, she's a Jamaican. But, ma'am, if you're a black American citizen, you are a proud black person. In America here, we as black people have been oppressed. We have went through some things that no other race has went through, Wiley, in history. And I am so upset at you for the foolery that I heard this morning. Let me tell you something, Wiley. Now, I don't know if you were just joking, but I hope you was. But if not, I'm here to tell you something. Wiley, no white person can call me the N-word and walk away with a smile on their face, because If I don't slap the teeth out of your mouth, Wiley, I'm going to knock a few teeth out. And I am going to ask God to forgive me because that is disrespectful. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, Wiley, they have been abused with that word. They march the street for our people, for us to have the respect in this country. And I get it, Wiley. We have the risk too as black people. But at the end of the day, you know, we all need to stop saying the word. There's a rapper, Wiley. His name is Lil Baby. He said because he has a more universal audience, he's going to stop saying the word, the N-word in his song and replace it with like another word. And he's the only rapper I have ever heard say that. I have never heard Jay-Z say that. I have never heard Meek Mill say that. This young man, Wiley, I don't think he is 26 years old, but he sees his influence in this generation. And he touches white people, black people, Mexican, and Chinese. And Wiley, he said he's going to stop saying the word because when it makes him feel a certain type of way when he's in his concert at the festivals and see them saying it. But if he's saying it 100 times, Wiley, they're going to say it too. But at the end of the day, that does not give you the right to say that word if you're a white person. Because if you call me that, especially in a disrespectful way, it's disrespectful either way. But if you be in confrontational with me and call me the N-word, it's going to be a problem. And for that lady to say she'd rather have Instacart, the Instacart person be white, has she lost her mind? Because, ma'am, let me tell you something about the Instacart people, white, black, Chinese, purple, green. They will steal your food, too. So it don't matter. See, this thing that we have in this country, Wiley, about race, it's just so all over the place. We are so divided as a people. And I just don't understand, Wiley, that man who made the video, that popular YouTuber who made that video, see, that was some kind of sick fantasy that he had, Wiley. You mean to tell me you as a white man, or he's not even white, he's Iran. You as an Iraq man, you get turned on by this black brother calling him the N-word and basically saying, look at this slave at my feet. But you came into this country, they hate you more than they hate the black people. When y'all sit here, when Donald Trump get back in office, he's going to close those borders. So for you to sit here and basically say, I get turned on by the black man being a slave, it's sick, sir. You two need to get him off the platform immediately because, believe it or not, people, they want to take us back to the 1930s. We are headed there. And black people, if you don't start respecting each other and helping each other, we're going to get there. We're going to help them put us there. But, ma'am, the Uber Eats people, white, black, guess what? They will steal your credit card information. So that has nothing to do with it. You can stay in the white, rich neighborhood, and guess what? You can still get robbed. Ask those people in Beverly Hills. There's not a lot of black people that stay up there, and they still go and rob their houses and break in. So that has nothing to do with it, ma'am. I would rather stay in a project with my people if it comes down to it, because at the end of the day, Wiley, your people is all you got. And Wiley, I really hope you're not in a situation where you need the help of a black brother or sister who saw your show and a white person is disrespecting you. They should walk by you, Wiley, but they're not, because they understand some of us as black citizens, we have a brokenness, Wiley, in our heart that makes us cater to these white people. Wiley, you are free. You are free. You don't have that trap on you no more. If those people call you the N-word, Wiley, it's okay to slap them down. You might go to jail for assault and battery, but guess what? Martin Luther King went to jail, Malcolm X went to jail, Rosa Parks went to jail, and I am willing to go to jail to stand up for my rights and my people, Wiley. You get it together here. We are in America, the United States of America, and as black people, Wiley, we should be proud. I stopped saying the N-word, but we should be proud to be black Americans, Wiley. Good day.
All right. The number is 646-716-8447. Okay. 1-838, caller, you're on air.
Hello, Wiley. This is Mr. Duval in the building.
How you doing, Duval? Do you live?
I'm live. Thank you so much. First and foremost, that lady is a clown and she's ignorant. Because I don't care what circumstance that a person says the N-word that's non-black, they have a hidden meaning behind it. And I do not want to be associated with a word that's said about other races when I know how they really feel about us behind closed doors. So I can't take them seriously. Even if they want to say it in a positive way, that's not a term I want to be called by anyone else, not by my own people. Now, when you say in people using rap music, yes, those idiots using rap music because they want to make money. They will do anything to make money. If they could have feet fetish to make money, they'll do that too. That'll mean that is right. You know, so you can't call Jews certain things. So why you could call us certain things? Because they want to get a paycheck and they know white people buy their product. So they don't care. Because all they care about is the green, the better their life. They don't care about how it will affect us and how it will stump our growth as people. They just care about that bottom down. So I don't give a damn about rappers and what they see in their songs. When it comes to that lady, when she said that, like Becky always get the promotion because she know how to act right. No, Becky always get the promotion because Becky is in a system that inherits rewards white people. We in a country that ran by white people. We work in companies that the CEO is white, that the executives is white, the management staff is white. So, of course, Becky got a chance to always be promoted because if everything is equal, they'll always promote their own because they relate to their own, then they relate to us. So she needs to shut the hell up when it comes to that situation. And when it comes to people that are broken from black people that we always fight against each other, the part of the reason why that is because we're broken from slavery and we never heal from that. And us as black people always been living at the bottom. We never started in middle class. We ain't never started on second base. We always started at the plate with two strikes and we only got one strike left. And so when you start at the bottom, when you start in the ghetto, yes, you're going to have a survival of the fittest mentality where, you know what I'm saying, every black person is for themselves because they trying to be the very select few that does get out the ghetto, that does get out the neighborhood that they live in to have a better life. So there's going to be a selfishness because of the circumstances we have to live under as black societies in America instead of white people who live in middle class who have a chance to have all the resources that they need to be successful. And they don't talk about the people that's in trailer parks that are trailer park trash, but they don't get represented as poor white people or they don't get represented as a negative to society, but they always want to associate that with Sinequals and people that live in the ghetto, and I'm sick of it. So you have a good day, Wiley. I don't mean to take up your show, and thank you for your time and opportunity to let me speak.
All right. Thank you so very much, Duval. All right. So give me a second, you guys. Give me a quick second. Hold on one second. Give me a quick second. All right, people have their opinion. We're doing an after show. We are here. And so people have their thoughts. No, I'm washing clothes. Washing clothes. No, I didn't get no Uber Eats. No, I wish motherfucker would call me anything but my name. But we must have respect. Anybody else want to call in? This the after show. Call in. About to take my pill. You missed the morning show? Oh, you got, it's a good show. You're going to be entertained. No, I'm not putting leg quarters in the air fryer. All that is frozen. I'll eat something later on. Oh, dang, I got to eat something with this food. So let me order something real quick. They told me I shouldn't be taking this medicine without eating. No, I'm not off my meds. So I'm about to take my meds. Duh. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to take my meds. They don't want me to eat it without. They don't want me to eat it without it. Yeah. I'm about to eat a croissant. I'm about to finish eating a croissant. That's exactly what I'm about to eat. We have the phone lines open up. Anybody else wants to call in and give their thoughts? Did y'all leave a, hold on, wait a minute. Did y'all leave a comment on the video with y'all thoughts? Was it great? Was it a good morning show this morning? Was it a good morning show? Be real with it. Was it a good morning show this morning? This morning, the morning show was lit. I don't care nobody. Y'all called in. Y'all was energized. Y'all said y'all going to unsubscribe. That's when you know you have a good morning show, when emotions are high. Now, we didn't lose no subscribers. We had 26,741. When we started this morning, we was at 26,702. So we gained subscribers. So I don't know what y'all talking about. The Wiley Show ain't growing. That's a lie. And the truth not in it. Now, next time when Uncle Freddie call in, I'm going to end the show and I'm going to do an after show on Stagehead so we can drag each other on Stagehead. I would have did that. But y'all had called in. We had a good shirt, nice haircut, and everything. And one lady got so mad, "You fat bitch. You fat bitch." I'm like, damn. But when you supposed to be Mother Teresa, you want nobody using the N-word? But she was mad because I didn't agree with her opinion. And got mad and started cussing. That's why we're going to take a break from the lives. I know how I'm going to do them. We're going to take a break from the lives and start doing pre-recorded videos. I'm joking. We'll do the lives because y'all love the lives. So I'm not going to do an evening show. I'm going to do a pre-recorded video because I'm going to be too busy doing this assignment. Yeah, they be triggered. Like, they really be triggered when we do our shows. Like, they really be triggered. Good morning, you guys. Right, here we go. Let me see. I thought y'all was leaving a comment. Make sure y'all leave a comment and a like. We need almost 200 likes. We got 179 likes. Hit that like button. Let me check the comments. Sometimes it'd be helpful review. Oh, I meant to say this. If you do not see your comment, if you cussing, it won't show. If you're using a hashtag, it won't show. So I have to approve it. So make sure if you're using hashtags, if you're using a lot of emojis, it won't show. So that's what sometimes, like, if you use a hashtag and if you use emojis, it won't show. So I have to approve it, and then it will show. That's a YouTube thing. Like, YouTube got a lot of rules. Let me see. Somebody sending me something. They said Donald Trump, I'm being prosecuted, so I'm taking a fifth, and the New York Attorney General probe. Oh, wow. Really? Donald Trump exercised his right against self-incrimination Wednesday, taking a fifth in a civil deposition ordered by the New York Attorney General, claiming she's corrupt. Trump showed up to the AG. Letter James office Wednesday morning, first race in Defiant. Fish raised in Defiant. He issued a long statement saying we cannot permit a out of control prosecutor to use the investigation as a means advancing her political career. James is investigating Trump business empire for alleged illegal practices. Trump went on to claim James had campaigned on the promise get and destroy Trump. As we're taking the Fifth, Trump said, I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now, I know the answer to that question. When your family and your company and all the people in your orbit has been targets of an unfounded, political motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers and prosecutors and fake news media, you have no choice. Trump added, I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments together with the fake news media have found nothing. Trump had also blasted the feds for the Mar-a-Lago raid, claiming they ransacked the Melania wardrobe in search of documents. Wow. This is so funny. I ain't going to believe it, so I see him arrested. You just left a comment. Yes, I went to sleep. I'm going to sleep after this show. Focuser, they said, YouTube is getting more strict because it's a public traded company. That's why it's getting more strict. It's public. It's publicly traded. That's why it's getting more strict. That's the main reason why it's getting more strict. Wow, that pre-recorded video almost got 3,000 views. I'm going to do more about that. With 257 likes. Oh, yeah. Y'all going to get some more pre-recorded videos. So I ain't got to worry about taking no callers. That almost got 3,000 views. Let me see if I can get Uncle Freddy back. I'm going to call it back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Why he won't answer? Well, he did bad with real estate. Yeah, that's all they'll be able to get my views. Yeah. He mad at me. Why he won't answer? He said, you're about to incriminate. He called me a faggot. I want to talk to him. I want to have a conversation. So in love with you. And I know what to do. True, but I did a lot of work at Trump Properties in New York. And made my company. Oh wow! And made my company money. Wow, really? Y'all about to make me go back live. But I'm gonna do a shorter video. I have a meeting. Hopefully, you're still here when I get done. You work in real estate. Wow. Okay. Somebody said he actually paid. The phone lines are still open. Anybody want to call back in? The phone lines still open. But I'm not going to believe it, so I see Trump in jail. So I see him locked up. That's what I'm going to believe. So I see Trump locked up and him singing this song. Give me a second. I'm singing this song, then I believe it. Here we go. Until I see him doing this, then I won't believe it. Come on.
Maybe trying to find the motive. Why do I act good? See them ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. Stolen registration. Cops patrolling. Patrolling. Now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Town to Rio, back with a couple peaches, corner blocks on fire, from the covers dressed as jeans, making so much money, products moving fast, put away the stash, never sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up,
they won't let me out, they won't let me out,
locked up,
they won't let me out, no.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Man, so we got these phone lines open up. You have a collect call from, okay, that's what I would believe that, okay? Until I see him actually arrested, that's when we jump for joy. That's when we jump for joy. And he sent, don't even be jump for joy when he arrested. Until he's sentenced to a sentence in prison, that's when you jump for joy. I'm going to do my assignment. Oh, somebody called me for an interview. Let me call her back. Let me play another song for y'all. Hold on 1 second.
I'm sitting wondering what she's thinking. Nobody's talking, cause talking just turns into screaming. Oh, and now it's I'm yelling over her, she yelling over me. All that means is neither of us are listening. And what's even worse is that we don't even remember why we're fighting. And both of us are mad for nothing, but we won't let it go for nothing, nothing, it should be nothing, they will love and what we got. Oh, baby, I know sometimes it's gonna rain. But baby, can we make up now? Cause I can't sleep through the pain. Well, I don't wanna go to bed at you, and I don't want you to go to bed at me. No, I don't wanna go to bed at you, and I don't want you to go to bed at me. Oh, no. And it gets me upset, girl, when you're constantly accusing. Like you love it. We're fighting this war, baby, when both of us are losing.
What happened to working it out?
We fall into this place where you ain't backing down and I ain't backing down. So what the hell do we do now? All for nothing, nothing, nothing. We won't let it go for nothing, nothing. There should be nothing. We love like what we got, oh baby. I know sometimes it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Can we make up now? I can't sleep through the pain, I can't sleep through the pain.
Girl, I don't wanna go to bed at you, and I don't want you to go to bed.
Y'all want me to discuss? I want to say shout out to this producer for putting me on. I fucked up the YouTuber name, but the one that the foot fetish guy for putting me on to that. I didn't even know who it was, and you know him, never heard of him, never watched his content. I just subscribed and I just did that content this morning, and it was developed into a conversation that people tuned in. So we're gonna do a pre-recorded tonight. We already pre-recorded it. I'm gonna release that tonight. So I already know we're going to get comments like, because like last night we got a comment, boo, we want to realize, we don't want a 6-minute pre-recorded. But you got to understand, when you do live videos, people want to cuss, they want to cuss you out. You have no control over who call in. So we're doing a pre-recorded. So I'm not going to promise that I'm going to do a live tomorrow. It all depends upon how I feel and I'm up to the energy and stuff like that. But most definitely you will get a video, maybe in a pre-recorded format, and I can stream it like as a live, since people like to chat. So I'm waiting on my food to get here and I am about to enjoy it. Thank you. All right, let me see. Let me play this song.
Nothing done. Only concern is the next time I'm gonna get me some. No, I should stay away from, cause it's no good for me. I try and try, but my obsession won't let me leave. I got a problem and I don't know what to do. Even if I did, I don't know if I would quit, but I doubt it. I'm taking mother thoughts of me. And I know that much is true. Maybe you become my addiction. I'm so strung out of your
I got my food. So I don't know what I'm going to watch. Hold on. Let me watch MC Shaky video. I didn't get a chance to see it.
What's going on, y'all? Hey, come on in.
I love you, love you, yeah, how can I ease the pain? Oh, hell no, we got too much wind. Oh, this is about Darius Cooks. Let me listen to this.
And I spoke to this man privately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna see this because this is a guy. He does videos on Darius Cook. Give me a second. You muted. Wow. Well, MC Shaggy should have stole that money. Like, he should have stole, he should have left that people money alone. I'm eating a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. That's what I'm eating. Oh, it was good and hot from Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. Now I can take my pill. I cannot take without eating. Fast forward.
Hello. Jim that he's creating out there as he always does. So as you can see, while we were out to dinner enjoying a magnificent meal, Darius was running all of his platforms in order to twist and create his narrative to get the information out before the truth. Before we could get the truth out. But, you know, that's what he does. He's it's a circus, it's a clown show. So with that, today I have some guests, which is new for my channel. I haven't done that in a very long time. So first I want to introduce my friend here, V, and I will have her introduce herself. I'm adding you to the screen. You are unmuted. If you break, you know what to do.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Hey. Can y'all hear?
I can introduce myself now.
Yes, go ahead, V.
Okay. So I apologize that if I sound a little bit crazy, but I was not actually in court this go around due to COVID. And so I'm dealing with that. So I apologize for that. But you know me on Twitter as Black Healed and Whole. And I was there at the first, well, not the first one, the second one. When Darius decided to actually show up, I was there and had all intentions on being there today, but I was there with you all in spirit.
and I'm just happy to be able to join you via your platform now. We discuss the truth with receipts, with decorum, and with nothing but facts-based information. I just want to say really quickly, I decided to throw on my Jay Boland number in honor of Tabitha Brown, who introduced me to Jay Boland. This was a dress thing that she wore, and that introduced me to that designer. And I thought it was appropriate for, as an example of other people who are out here winning and living right and doing well in this life, that Darius will never understand.
And I don't want to put a strain on your voice, but let me know if you can handle giving a recap of that previous hearing, because you were taking very good notes and you're really good at that part of it.
Sure, I can. I'm fine whenever you're ready for me to.
You can do that now, and then I'll bring in our other guests.
Okay, sure. So in the first hearing, that's when Darius did his opening statements, or his attorney did his opening statements. It didn't appear that his attorney was very familiar with him nor the case, just because the way that he spoke about how Darius and Mel knew each other. He thought it was through a book deal. There was a lot of stumbling and tripping over things. But then I also found that apparently his attorney had just joined the firm in the month of May. And now, mind you, we went to court on May 17th, so he probably hadn't been there more than 2 weeks. And they decided to go ahead and give him this case, because I guess this is who Darius reached out to at the last minute to obtain an attorney, because he was pro se prior to that. And Darius attempted a few times to try to spin the narrative with the judge, or when he was being asked direct questions, and spin the narrative with responding to Will, shall I say, more than anything. But this is not his YouTube channel, and so that's not fair, Will, for him. When we were in court, he just sounded ridiculous. And honestly, his live streams were up on the Summer Jam screen and not much had to be said other than what he said on his own, which contradicted everything that a TPO is. In place, the courts are there for the protection of individuals who need it. And it was clear and evident, I think, to everyone at the onset, Darius was using this as a means to engage his audience. He testified in open court, and there are recordings of this, and I quoted because I did take notes, but he testified in open court that his food posts do not get engagement, and he was very explicit about that. It's clear that he has to find other ways to get engaged, because otherwise, if he did not have the Twitter hashtag to discuss, if he did not have Mel to discuss ad nauseum. I mean, apparently the man was on live 2+ hours this evening or this afternoon ranting. He wouldn't have anything to discuss. Some other notable facts that happened during the first trial, and forgive me because I do have a little bit of a fog. My voice is okay, but it is a bit of a fog with COVID. But I definitely do remember that Darius stumbled over quite a few things that he said initially and tried to say that he was laughing out of nervous laughter. He also stated that he tells everyone he's not bothered just as a means to detract the haters, is what he said. He also, when asked point blank by Will about having the words part-time troller in his header, in his Twitter, he said, edited, and that was prior to him going to protecting his tweets. He said that was specifically directed at the Hollins, and that he thought it was appropriate to troll after someone has bothered you. And so he said that that was directed at the Hollins, which I found interesting because the term "the ball is always bouncing," but he has bounced the ball as to who he deems to be responsible for why everyone, this hate campaign is against him. It's been
Mel. The term he created, the hate campaign, that's a part of his narrative, just so people know. We never said that.
No, it was never a hate campaign. That's very clear. This is what he has coined it. a hate campaign. He said Mel was responsible for it. He said Kitchenisa was responsible for it. CJ was responsible for it. Bell, the Hollins, everyone's responsible for it. The hashtag and those who have joined in to help to expose and bring to light the misdoings of Darius is not about hatred. It is nothing more, and actually it comes from a place of caring more about people than sometimes they care for themselves or that they even deserve from others. But it's wrong. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And that is what everyone involved up in this, to this point has been focused on. In the first hearing, Mel did not get to testify at all. And part of the reason for that was when you go to a CPO hearing, there's multiple cases heard. I think it should be noted that, and though you put this out at one point already, but it should definitely be noted that when you go to a CPO hearing, there were multiple people there, and they saved those who need to.
So I'm going
to
do a video on this, so that's what we listen to. I did see Kaya. That's going to be on the docket tonight. So thank you so very much, Pretty. I got that written down. Write it down now. All right.
To have trials to the end. The judge only has but a limited amount of time on his calendar for any of this. And so there were people there who their respondent had not been served, and every one of them still showed up. And they were there because these people are actually in fear for their safety. And they actually care about their cases heard, not because they're playing games, not because they want something to talk about